for Daryl Twitt Volkswagen. With the 2013 Wheels Car of the Year, new VW Golf. It's the curtain raisers on 95.3 SRFM, the Greater Valley's home of local sport.
It certainly is the curtain raisers, your most comprehensive look at sport in the Goulburn Valley. And the GV saw a large amount of success last weekend at the Taekwondo Victorian Championships, and helping us cover that victorious trip down to, well, it's called the State Netball and Hockey Centre, but in basketball terms it is the Cage, and I'm going to call it that during summer stage today, is Sammy Rashali, master instructor in the area. Nobody better. Sammy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Last weekend, Sammy, 11 local competitors travelled down to the Cage, as Nathaniel calls it, for the Victorian titles, taking home 18 medals. As an instructor, how pleasing is it to know that your students are among the best in the state?
Oh, absolutely. It's mind-boggling just to see these kids as young as 5 and 6 year old to come out and try it for the first time, get in the ring and do it full contact, and then come home with a gold. It's a pretty special moment.
Well, your own daughter, Isabella, obviously has inherited some pretty good genes, and she was terrific with 3 gold and a bronze in New Zealand earlier in the month, but didn't compete over the weekend. Is that reflective of how draining and physically demanding it can be on the body?
I think it was just more Grandmaster Russell Wood said, don't compete in the VICs, and we listened to whatever he says.
It's like Yoda. You just listen to what Yoda
says. Do
what
you're told.
Yeah. Now, the Victorian Championships saw quite a number of talented individuals from all over the state converge. How did your students prepare? Did they do anything extra leading up to the champs?
Absolutely. We have a normal 2 nights a week training that we just do our normal grading syllabus stuff. But we did a extra Tuesday, Thursday and a Friday and a training session for that. Yeah. So it was 5 days a week.
So for those that managed to take home gold at the state titles, what's the next step or goal for them personally?
The next step is the Victorian selections for the national titles at the end of the year. So the Victorian selections for the national titles is in August at the same time as the Oceania Games, which is the selections for the World Championships later in the year.
We probably swept over Isabella's achievements a little bit too briskly there, because that was quite enormous, obviously, in the Trans-Tasman Challenge, such as taking on the New Zealand Open. What's the next step for her, and how is she going to prepare for what's ahead?
Oh, we've sat down and sort of talked about it and said, you know, it's either 100% we're going to go for it, or it's nothing at all. So we haven't made that decision yet, but I think by the end of this week we'll, whether either in it or we're not, and if we are, it's going to be 5 nights a week training and non-stop until August 16th, 17th.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's definitely some talented locals participating at the Victorian level, but in terms of your centre, how many people are coming through each week and trying Taekwondo?
We've probably got about 80 to 100 members here in Shepparton, and we've got George that runs a class out in Maroopna on a Thursday night, and he's got about 20 members out there.
There's obviously some very talented locals involved with the sport. Apart from the award winners, what other things do you do out there?
I think the main thing that a lot of the parents send their kids out for is to build their confidence, you know, and improve their fitness, improve their flexibility, improve their way of life. It's just a different sport. It's totally different to a lot of other sports, and you know, they just want something different out of it.
Another thing that I've seen you involved in the past, which my daughter's come out to your centre, is the Active After Schools program. You're getting more involved with schools, which is fantastic. How important is that, you know, teaching the kids a little bit of self-defence?
I love the Active After School program because I get to see kids that have never, ever seen martial arts for real and never experienced it, and you go there and you try and mix it up a little bit, and you know, you even bring some nunchucks out a couple of times and let them break some boards, and these kids are just like, wow, this is great, you know, and it's a great way to get them introduced to the sport and maybe come out later on and try it out.
Now, I have been told that you have to do very, very minimal advertising for juniors to go out there, because you go into the schools and kids just want to take the sport up. Is that true?
Absolutely. The Active After School program is one of the best ways of getting new kids in.
But, Sammy, if there's someone out there that's listening in, they've seen you in the Shepherd News, they've maybe heard about you through the school system and they're hearing about you right now, how can they get in contact with you and maybe take up the opportunity of becoming involved?
Well, they just need to Google Choreo Taekwondo Shepparton and they'll get all the contact details from that.
Well, it's fantastic to see so many locals going through your tuition and going far with the sport, and it's something that we're certainly very happy to touch on because it's major in the region, and we certainly thank you for coming in this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.